9, the fifth to, for the Zoom meeting?
No, 10 to.
10 to 9 for the Zoom?
Yeah. The Chabad.
I'm not saying I'm not ready.
The Chabad?
He's not ready yet. Chabad, I'm shnia. Okay.
I need to let him unmute me, that's right.
Hmm?
I need him to let me unmute.
Yes, sir.
Write a message over there.
I did, I sure.
I'm confused. I'm on Persian time, I'm starting now. Chabad, give you permission. This Sunday is Pesach Sheni.
Recording in progress.
This Sunday is Pesach Sheni. Read the Torah, tells us a story about Pesach Sheni. The second year after he came out of Egypt, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, prepare Am Yisrael to Pesach. And the Zohar says that Hashem had to tell it to Moshe Rabbeinu because Am Yisrael thought they can do Pesach only once in Egypt, and that's the end of it. It's very, very strange to think like this, because Moshe told us in Egypt that every year it's going to be Pesach. Nevertheless, that in mind, from a Pesach. And Hashem had to come and tell us it's going to be Pesach. Tells us the Torah, some people came to Moshe a few days before Pesach and told Moshe Rabbeinu, we were busy with dead people. Nachlu b'im le'nefesh adam. There are three opinions, who are the people? One opinion is the people that took care of the coffin of Yosef. And the other opinion is people that took care of Nadav Aviyu. The third opinion, the Gemara says, was met mitzvah, and that person died. And that person, somebody died, they took care of him. Excuse me. And therefore, they could not participate. It was not enough time to purify themselves. It takes 7 days to purify themselves. And they didn't have enough time. And they come to Moshe and they said, why should we lose? We wanted to participate in Pesach, but we couldn't. So, what is your question exactly? Our question is, what to do? There's nothing to do. What is the question? The holiday is over, Pesach is over, there's nothing else to do. What can you do? No such thing to ask for another date. It's not a weekend holiday. Pesach is a date. It's what Hashem writes in the Torah. On the 15th day of Nisan is Pesach. You missed it, you missed it. What can you do? He didn't do it on purpose, Baruch Hashem. Even though Pesach is a very important holiday, but what's the question? You have no question. Nevertheless, Moshe took it very seriously and asked, he said, I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said, you know what? They're right. I'll give them another date. a month later, this coming Sunday, in the afternoon, Bezat Hashem will slaughter the sheep in Bet HaMikdash.
Amen.
And Sunday night, that's when we have Matzah. Pesach Sheni, it's really Monday. It's not Sunday. Sunday they're going to slaughter the enemy. But Sunday night they're going to eat it together with the Matzah. Not only that, Hashem said, Hashem adds, that's the way the Gemara, the Mishnah said, the halacha is, that if someone doesn't do Korban Pesach, it's karet. Hashem, chas shalom, is going to kill him and his children. Why didn't you do Korban Pesach? Says the Gemara, the way the Torah tells us, that Hashem tells Moshe, listen, you go tell them not only people that could not make it because it was a man. Anyone deliberately did not participate in Korban Pesach, that really deserves a death penalty, Hashem gives him another chance. It's called Pesach Sheni. Hashem gives him another chance. You understand? The man had the ability to come to Beit HaMikdash to do Korban Pesach. He didn't want to do it. Bemezid. So it doesn't matter. Hashem said, you know what? I'll give you another chance. Why give another chance? No such thing as give another chance. This is the time. The time of persons. You died at Nisan. You didn't do it. You did love Nisan. You didn't do it. Forget about it. No. Not only that, Hashem comes and said something else. How about that you just, you know, a little bit far from Yerushalayim. Derech Rechoka, says the Torah. Derech Rechoka. He says, listen, don't rush. Don't rush. You have another chance. Come second. Second chance is a month later. He says, why Hashem gives him another chance? You're not so far. You're just a little bit far from Yerushalayim. So hurry up. You don't have to hurry up. He says, why? What happened? It's very, very strange that Hashem just is so, all of a sudden, is so easy with us. And that's the idea of Pesach Sheni. Comes the Gemara. This is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us from Israel. And Hashem said in the Torah, it's exactly like the first Pesach. But Hashem said, the Gemara tells us, Chametz imo bachilato. You don't have to do that Chametz. Nothing. He says, much easier. Why do you have to clean the house before Pesach? And then I'll go out of my house. Comes Pesach Sheni. I'll go back to my house. I'll be there. And I have Korban Pesach. Even in Yerushalayim, I have Korban Pesach. I have Matzah. I'm done. No B'dikat Chametz. Why don't you B'dikat Chametz? How come? I thought it's Pesach. It's one day. Why it's one day? 7 days you should have. No, one day you have. But what's the halacha? All the halachot? Yes. Don't break a bone. He did it in the middle of the night, according to one opinion. He did Korban Pesach. He did exactly like the other people. They sweat, they came to Yerushalayim, they slept over there, they couldn't have a place to stay and nothing. Yerushalayim is empty, I came like a king. But if I, in the hotel is empty, doesn't cost so much money, put him up on us. Why Hashem did it? Very strange. The first person that made Shulchan Aruch for us, the Maran Abed Yosef wrote his explanation, was the Tur. Rabbi Yaakov ben Asher. Rabbi Yaakov. He wrote Arba Turim, Shulchan Aruch. And then, later, Maran Abed Yosef made his own Shulchan Aruch that we follow. He wrote a Perush in the Torah, it's called Baal HaTurim, you find it in the Chumash. And he says, you want to know why it's a month later? Why Hashem decided to do Pesach Sheni a month exactly after the first month? Because, like this year was a leap year. If it would not have been a leap year, Pesach would have been a month before. So in this year, for example, we celebrated Pesach last month. But last month really should be Iyar. Here it is. I said, look, we celebrated Pesach on, according to our calendar, was the 15th day of Nisan. But really, if we would not have made the leap year, this will be a year, because Pesach will be a month before, on Purim time. That is the reason that Hashem said a month later. It's hard to understand what it means. He said, listen, I want to tell you something else. Something else happened on this coming Sunday. It's really Monday. The man came down. It means like this. It says the Gemara like this. We came out of Egypt and we took the leftover dough. We put it on our shoulders. Eventually we put it on our head and the sun baked it. So that piece of dough became a matzah. And from that matzah we were able to eat for 1 month. It's a very, very strange thing. Talking about millions of Jewish people, millions, millions. All the orphans from 2.4 million people died in Makat Choshech. All the ladies, people from age 1 day to age of 500. Everybody had dough. Very, very strange that everybody's dough became matzah. And everybody's matzah lasted for exactly 30 days. The day before what we call Pesach Sheni, it wasn't Pesach Sheni, this is just a few months after we came out of Egypt. Came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Moshe, this is not going to be dying. Moshe said, what happened? I said, everybody finished the dough. All Am Yisrael, to millions of people, finished the matzah that they had from the dough on the same day. How much dough everybody has? Everybody had? It wasn't something, you know, that Moshe told us, listen, leave this amount of dough. But everybody had leftover dough, took it along with him. Why? And that dough became matzah. Okay, fine. Some people have had more, some people had less. Nevertheless, with they all finished on the same day, the matzah. I came to Moshe, and Hashem really is not upset this time. Usually when Am Yisrael asks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and complain, Hashem told Moshe, why are they complaining? Here, Hashem says, Shamatri, it's not in Israel. Tell Am Yisrael, tomorrow morning, man. The man came after we finished the dough that became matzah. Says, well, we know what day was it. This is the day 30 days after Pesach. When is this? That is Tetzvav B'Iyar, the 15th day of Iyar. This is what Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni happened just, you know, a year later. I says, why Pesach Sheni? Because, you know, Pesach Sheni means Hashem gives you another chance to do Korban Pesach, and Hashem chose the date a month later because that day the month started. What this has to do, month started with this. So in order to understand it, the Zohar says like this. The Zohar says, when Hashem took us out of Egypt, the Shekhinah lasted for 30 days. Didn't move. Even though with Tirat HaOmer, says as well, Hashem still, the Shekhinah was among us. And in Shamayim is every year like this, that 30 days after Pesach, this coming Monday, the angels upstairs announce, the gates are still open, the Shekhinah is still here, but Hashem extends it for another 7 days. That's why it's called Shavua Hod, the week of glory, Shavua Aharon HaKohen. So this is the angels in Shamayim decided to come with an announcement, of course with permission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gates are open, the gates are open, the gates are open. So what does this mean? There are some communities that don't say Tachanun the whole week next week because of that. I says Pesach Sheni is the beginning of a special week. I said, what does it mean? Why the Shekhinah lasted and stayed for 30 days? Why? What happened? We left Egypt. Hashem should have picked up the Shekhinah and go back wherever he wants. No, Hashem stays with us for extra 30 days. This is the Zohar in one place. says the Zohar in another place like this. It's Hashem commanded us in Egypt to slaughter a sheep or a goat to take the blood and smear it on the post. And he must do with Mila. Says the Zohar, says the Gemara, Amar lach v'damai chayi, Amar lach v'damai chayi, that's the psukim we say before Sefirat HaOmer. Hashem told the Cheskel HaNavi, I told him, blood, blood, two times blood. One blood refers to the blood of the sheep, one blood refers to the dam of the Brit Milah that we had. We mixed it together. A person had Brit Milah, he was bleeding, took some of the blood, mixed it together, or put it one after the other on the post, and that's what saved us. It says the Zohar, and then Hashem told you like this, look, after you did what you did, now you should have a piece of matzah. Together with the Korban Pesach. Says the Zohar, what is matzah all about? What's the kavanah that you have? We still have a chance to correct. We did not do it in the first Pesach, because this coming Sunday night is the same power. Says the Zohar, I'll tell you what it is. The matzah is called the bread of belief. The bread that you believe. It means like this, says the Zohar, look, we left Egypt, and Hashem loves us very much because we had emunah. What does it mean? Zacharti la'chesed nu'arei chavat kolotayich. Amir mi'avotzit Hashem said, he loves you. You know why? Because when we left Egypt, we didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu, what are we going to eat now? We're going to the desert. What are we going to give our children? Lechtecha chayi b'midbar be'eretz lo zeruah. Hashem said, I love you very much. You had emunah. You left Egypt without asking questions. So it's very strange. What do you mean? No one asked Moshe Rabbeinu what we're going to eat? How can it be such a thing? What's the plan? Moshe, what's the plan? Where are we going? We're going to the desert. You know the desert? We can have food over there. Where? There's nothing. There's no casco. What are you going to do? No one asked a question. So you know why nobody asked a question? Because this was a trick from Hashem. Hashem said, after you slaughter the sheep and you do brit mila, you have a piece of matzah. Matzah has a tremendous energy inside. When you're going to eat the matzah will inject inside you belief. This is called the bread, as well says, the bread of emunah is the matzah. Continues the Zohar, and Zohar says, so how does this work exactly, the emunah that you have? Well, what does it mean? What does it mean you have matzah and the matzah of emunah? Yeah, why Hashem didn't tell me to eat something else? So I'll tell you what it is. There's a gate in Shamayim of emunah. On the gate outside is written a sentence that Hashem told us about the man. Inini mamtir lachem lechem min haShamayim. The opening of Parashat Haman, Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to bring down bread from Shamayim. So if you go backwards, that's the secret of our life. Hashem told us to make dough in Egypt, to make a matzah in Egypt. He says, this will give you emunah. You know why? Because that matzah that you make now in Egypt is going to get inside energy from something that's going to happen a month later. You see, Pesach Sheni is really Pesach Rishon. Because the first Pesach that we did celebrate in Egypt got the energy from 30 days later. It means 30 days later, after we leave Egypt, all of a sudden, everybody finished his piece of matzah. And they came to Moshe, said, Moshe, there's no food. Moshe said, no food? What happened? Finished. Hashem made a special event that everybody would finish, millions of people will finish the matzah that was from the dough that was left over. Each one in his house had a piece of matzah, and each one in his house had a leftover dough, and that dough we put on our head, it became a matzah. and lasted for 30 days. How did it last for 30 days exactly? What happened? Everybody had the same miracle, that everybody had twice a day a meal, bit into this piece of matzah, not hungry anymore. I had enough. I'm full. So how do you, what do you have? What do you have? Piece of matzah, small piece of matzah. So what is this? What's the secret behind it? The secret of eating Gemara says that piece of matzah that we ate for 30 days had the taste of the man. I says, why does she make it? Why does she make the taste of the matzah that we took out of Egypt taste like the man? You know why? Because the matzah that you had in Egypt and the leftover dough that you made in Egypt, this was man. So it didn't have a taste of man because Hashem just made it. Because the energy of the matzah that we had last month, the energy comes from this, what is it called, Pesach Sheni. Because this day that's coming, Pesach Sheni, on Sunday night, Monday, this is really the root of Pesach. Because Pesach is Emuna. Pesach Hashem loved us because we have Emuna. And the Emuna we got through the matzah. And that matzah that we ate in Egypt had this energy inside of Emuna because Hashem said, you make matzah, I'll inject into the matzah Emuna from a month before. It's called Pesach Sheni. That's the secret of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is not Pesach Sheni. This really, that's what Chabad Haturim says. If you would not have been a leap year, Ya would be Nisan. So what do you mean? What do you mean? What does it mean? You don't understand. He says the main thing is Pesach Sheni. Because the energy of Pesach Rishon comes Pesach Sheni. It's Hashem made the whole trick. I said, listen, you do Brit Milah, you slaughter the sheep, and then you have a matzah, and then you have a mula, and then you're not going to ask no questions. You're going to leave with Moshe Rabbeinu, not going to ask him no questions. How did you get it? You got it from 30 days later. And that's what the Zohar says. The Zohar says in Shamayim, angels announce, comes Pesach Sheni, says the gates of Emuna are open. I said, why? Because the Shekhinah is still here. Hashem extended the Shekhinah to stay with us for 30 days. Why? Because 30 days, this is the time of essence. This is the time of Emuna. And that's why the Torah is going to tell you a story. Listen, some people came to Moshe and said, listen, Moshe, we're not going to have Pesach. I said, what do you need Pesach? What do you need Pesach? We need Pesach because in Pesach we get injected of Emuna. Not because Pesach is the secret of Emuna. Because when you celebrate Pesach, then you get Emuna. Because if you bite into the matzah on Pesach, the matzah has a special energy. And I want to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem loves us because we trust Him, because we have Emuna in Him. So I didn't have the time to purify myself, and I could not purify myself, and I'm going to miss, you're not going to miss Korban Pesach. I'm going to miss the energy of Korban Pesach that I have to eat together with the matzah. The matzah has the power because it's Korban Pesach comes together with it. Because the blood of the Korban Pesach and reminds us what we did in Egypt, just matzah itself doesn't give you. The whole system gives you. And we came to Moshe and said, Moshe, what are we going to do? What do we do? What do we do? Moshe said, you know what? Let me tell you a secret. He didn't miss nothing. Even if he did not do the first Pesach on purpose, deliberately, he didn't want to come to Beit HaMikdash. Doesn't matter, you don't understand. The main thing is Pesach Sheni. It's better, of course, it's only an emergency. But the secret of it is this is the root of Pesach, it's called Pesach Sheni. And therefore, you don't have to care so much about Chametz. You can have Chametz in your house. Rav Shach said, you can chew on the matzah, and right away you can put some chametz in your mouth also. Or you can have a chametz in your mouth and have the matzah. I said, you brush your teeth, no? You have chametz in between your teeth. You don't need to. Imo bachilato. Imo bachilato. How can it be such a thing? How can we have chametz in my mouth and have a matzah in your mouth? Even between milk and meat, you're supposed to rinse your mouth. Better to floss. But you don't need to, you don't understand. The energy of Pesach Sheni is so big and so great that you don't have to do nothing. You can have chametz in your house, inside your mouth. A minute before you eat the matzah, a minute after you eat the matzah, means nothing. Because the energy of Emunah is the Pesach She'ini. That's why Hashem told us to do the whole secret in Egypt is to connect ourselves as the Zohar to Pesach She'ini. That's what the Shekhinah is here. And that's what those people came to Moshe Rabbeinu. And really, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when this is Parashah, it talks about the Mo'adim, and you say, Le Mo'adei Hashem, Tikotam Mo'adam, Hashem says, Bachodesh HaRishon, Pesach, and then Hashem jumps right away to Sfirat Omer, and then Shavuot, it says, what happened to Pesach Sheni? It's true, Pesach Sheni occurred later, it's true, it occurred later. But Im Udam Mo'cha B'Torah, Hashem said, that the Torah is not in order, Hashem speaks about holidays. So one holiday is missing. The holiday of Pesach Sheni is missing. So, no, you don't understand. The holiday of Pesach Sheni is Pesach Rishon. The energy of Pesach comes from Pesach Sheni. It comes the Zohar, and the Zohar says, I'll tell you what it is. The Zohut of Pesach Sheni is Yosef HaTzadik. This is the Zohut of Yosef. Yosef, who are Mashbir? The Parnassan, Techet Yadecha, is because Yosef HaTzadik. The whole Parnassah of Am Israel is Yosef. Chanina ben Dosa. One person gives the Parnassah to all Am Israel. Midato shel Yosef gives Parnassah to everybody. Gemara says the whole world has Parnassah as one tzaddik, Chanina ben Dosa. The whole world has Parnassah as Yosef HaTzaddik. So what do you know about Yosef? What do you know about him? Yosef, who are Mashbir? What do Yosef? Was holy, was pure, had good habits, behaved. I said, what did you know about Yosef? What do you know? He said, the brothers came down to Egypt. He didn't take revenge. He didn't hate them. He didn't keep anything in his heart. I said, after HaKamocha. I said, Yosef, who am I to be? Comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah said, look, you're coming out of Egypt. You'll get to Yom Suf. You'll get to Yom Suf. Won't speak. Only see the coffin of Yosef. Parnassah from Yosef. Come to Mishnah Berurah, say, look, Parnassah is guaranteed. You say, Parashat Haman every day. Haman, Parashat Haman every day. Simple explanation means, you know, the man is, you know, that teaches you to believe in Hashem, because Moshe told us, Hashem told me to tell you that you should not live from one day to the next. Make sure you finish every day. Says the Gemara, this is called you trust Hashem. The Gemara asks, a person has what to eat today and he thinks, what I'm going to eat tomorrow? Has no emunah, doesn't believe in Hashem. Therefore, you have to believe. Okay, I believe. Says Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Rishonim, Parashat Haman. What's the secret Parashat Haman? What's the secret? Parashat Haman means you connect yourself to the first Pesach that connects itself to Parashat Haman. The Parnassah, the Yeshua, all the things, Pesach, we came out of Egypt, he came out of jail. Hashem did everything for us. Cross the arms of everything is everything. The energy is Pesach Sheni, says the Zohar. Pesach Sheni bizchut Yosef HaTzadik. The Parnassa is Yosef. The Aslacha is Yosef. Everything Yosef HaTzadik. Hashem granted us. And that's what Chachamim tell us. When Hashem told us Pesach Sheni, it's not Pesach Sheni. That's the secret of Parnassa. So Mishnah, listen. Berkat Hamazon, Moshe Tiken Hazan. When the man came down, Moshe Rabbeinu made the first paragraph in Birkat Hamazon. You say Birkat Hamazon, say Mishnah Berurah, every day with Kavanah, Shabbat Shacharit, wash for your bread. If you don't have wine or grape juice, have water. This is Kopat Shacharit. Then you say Birkat Hamazon, Kavanah. Says Mishnah Berurah, it's like 18. Says dress up, put your hat on, put your jacket on. Say Birkat Hamazon, look in the Siddur, don't look outside. Guarantee Parnassah. I said, what is it? What Parnassah? What has to do Parnassah? Of course, similar explanation means I said thank you to Hashem. No. Birkat Hamazon, Moshe Rabbeinu did on the man. And the man, the first day that came down, was on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is really shooting back energy to Pesach Rishon. The Gula, it came out of Egypt, that Hashem loves you so much, because you're the Emunah. Says the Gemara, Bizchut HaEmunah Nigalim. And says, the Gula is going to come because we have trust in Hashem. The main thing is to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, Hashem said, I'm going to redeem you. I said, how do you get the Emunah? How do you get? He says, well, you get the Emunah from a piece of matzah. You get the Emunah from Pesach Sheni. You get the Emunah from that gate that says, Inini ma'amtir lachem lachem min ha'shamayim. Hashem said, I'm going to give you man from Shamayim. Man from Shamayim is Pesach Sheni. Man from Shamayim says Chachamala to him, that is Pesach Rishon, really. Pesach Rishon is a Parnasa. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Pesach Nidudim Alat Ruah. Pesach Hashem decides about the grain. So what happened? What happened? Why Hashem decided on grain? Because Pesach we left, and we didn't ask how we can have food, how you can have food. Because he didn't, Hashem said, okay, let me test you if you have a Muna. The Muna is Matzah, it's Pesach Sheni. And this Sunday night, we have Bet HaMikdash, Muna, Bezat Hashem, and Mishach, Mabem, Milan.